From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome this Wednesday. That feels like a Friday as we get you ready for Packers football tomorrow on a Thursday. I'm Bill Michaels. Jeff Orlovsky is across today. Radio Joe off today. Is he off the rest of the week, Jeff?
Yes, he is. He's doing the morning show here in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee. So Radio Joe is off. So you're here every day?
Third string, Bill. There you're stuck again, buddy.
Who's third string?
I am.
Well, who's second string?
Well, last time I was here, you said, oh, no Radio Joe, no Horvat. I'm stuck with the
Pipe. Oh, no, Horvat's gone now. So he's
not coming back.
Is he coming back?
He's coming back.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He'll be back.
So. It doesn't mean he bumps you off the depth chart, though. Once you're gone and you exit it for another place and then try to come back. And
you should go back to the back.
You've completely lost your rotation and seniority.
You would think.
Yeah. So there you have it. I didn't know he was coming back.
Yeah, I heard that a few days ago and was confirmed this morning.
So he got over there, wherever that may be, to yep. Never Never Land, and walked through the door and realized the wizard wasn't wearing pants.
Yes, it was not all that was promised.
Okay, gotcha. I wasn't sure. I didn't hear that. See, I just found out Baby Tausch is leaving.
Yeah,
he came over to me yesterday, but Mike Clemens and I and Radio Joe had rode up to Lambeau together. And Mike said, yeah, when Baby Tausch leaves. And I said, what? Now, I'm glad he's going to work for the guys at the Score.
Yeah, he's going to your buddies.
Or not at the Score, but the Zone out in Madison.
Yeah.
He's going to go hang out with Joe and Ebo.
Yeah.
Those three together.
Trouble.
They're an arrest warrant and a lawsuit waiting to happen. I just know it. You know, they're going to end up. You're going to hear about something happened on Regent Street or at a frat house that involves, I would assume, like a bong.
Farm animals.
A goat. Maybe a latex glove. It's kind of like a bad episode of MacGyver, you know? And then eventually sirens, police, guns drawn, and maybe even a SWAT team.
Yeah.
I can see that happening. And the God lover, the most beautiful person there is, it's going to be Ebo's wife that's going to bail him out of jail. And she's going to say, come here, baby. And he's going to go, oh, thank you for getting us out. And she's going to look at Schmidt and Joe and go, you two sons of God. And we know that the corrupter is, you know, Ebo to begin with. He's the one that does it to begin with. So anyway, that being said, good afternoon, good morning, good day, wherever it happens to be, whatever you're happening to do, there you have it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to get a hold of us, that's the way to do it. If you want to track us down over on Facebook, on the fan page, you can do it there. All you have to do is find us over at Facebook.com, The Bill Michaels Show. You can also track us down on the website, BillMichaelsSports.com. You can also find us on Twitter at Bill_Michaels, at Bill_Michaels. And then there's the Radio.com app. Take us everywhere. Radio.com app. Download the app and then favorite us, and we will pop up all over the place. We're like a whack-a-mole. That's the way you can look at it. I got to start out by right away saying I'm sorry, but I got a note late last night, and I hope he's doing okay, but Dick Vitale has fallen ill, and I don't know how ill, but he is unable to make the program today. Apparently, there was a doctor that gave him bed rest and some other things going on, but I got word from him last night. He really apologized, and I think the text came through at about 11:30 last night, 12:30 Eastern time. And said that he was not in great shape. So, and I'm not talking about dire, like death type of thing. I'm just saying as far as being ill, not feeling well. So next week, he said he really hopes to be back and wants to join us on the program. So for those of you looking for Dickie V right out of the chute, I apologize and he apologizes, but we will get him on next week. I do want to talk, and one of the questions I had, Aaron Rodgers was pressed the other day, and reporter after reporter after reporter ran to different people. Okay, hey, Aaron, you said one time R-E-L-A-X, and then you said run the table. And things turned around. What do you say this year? And Aaron said, well, those things were organic, and it was just from a question that was asked about, you know, how we feel about the rest of the season. And this, so he walked away from the question. Can you give us something to hang on to? And then they ran over to Randall Cobb and said, Aaron won't say R-E-L-A-X, and he won't say run the table. What do you think? And then Randall Cobb said, I don't know. It's just if years feels different. I don't know why. It just does. Something doesn't feel right about this thing. And then we paid attention to that. Some did, some didn't. I will say that. Some jumped on it right away, and others said, you know, it's rain. He's not giving us anything either. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. And then the Packers get a win on Sunday. And Aaron Rodgers still doesn't sound real happy, okay? He just doesn't. He doesn't sound like a happy guy that just got a win. He sounds like a guy that's very frustrated. Yeah, they got the win. He wants to run the ball more. They would like to get the ball to their playmakers a little bit more, but it seems like at certain times in the game, he's frustrated. And I pointed out some of the play calling, and I'm very frustrated as well. But so I go back and I sit down last night and I watch the All-22. And I watched it to beginning to end and I'm making notes, you know. And I'm sitting there looking at this thing and I'm thinking, there are guys open. Now, there were times there weren't. There was more than a few times that Aaron Rodgers threw the ball away. There's just guys weren't open. Are these problems correctable? Absolutely. Absolutely. Can Mike McCarthy correct them? I believe so. We'll see. But in the grand scheme of things, when you talk about a team, and they ran five plays with men in motion, by the way, five plays with men in motion, where they were predetermining what the look was going to be via the defense, okay? So it's not like they ran a ton of motion, but they did run some. So I'm looking at this last night, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, everything that we've heard over the last 2 weeks that's been drilled into our head is true. It's isolation routes. I'm watching. Not a lot of rub routes. Couple across the middle. Equanimeous St. Brown. There was one with him and Marquez Valdes-Scantling. There was another one where he and Mercedes Lewis were out in the same area, coming off the line, slot receiver and tight end. You know, a couple of rub routes. You know, kind of open guys up, just in case Aaron Rodgers needs something underneath. You know, obviously you could see the safeties coming forward, starting to come up into the box, the linebackers getting a little closer to the line of scrimmage as Aaron Jones began to run the ball with a little more authority, and they started blowing open some holes. I tell you what, give that offensive line some credit. I mean, there was a couple of times where Bakhtiari and Lane Taylor crushed down the left side of that defensive front. Corey Linsley opened it up, and there was a big hole to run through. Twice, though. No, I don't. One time it looked like Byron Bell fell into a block, but he ended up having two really nice blocks that sprung Aaron Jones around the outside free. And Brian Bulaga, basically, his man was crashing down as if it was a pass play. One was a delayed draw, but as if it was a pass play. And there was no linebacker filling the gap, and there was some wide open holes to run through. So kudos to the line for manhandling Miami's up front. But I look at this and I think to myself, okay, why is Aaron Rodgers reluctant to say, I'm not going to give you an R-E-L-A-X or run the table? And I looked at it and I looked at it and I looked at it. And the only thing I can think of is that they're just not comfortable yet. He doesn't trust. He's throwing to jerseys, not to spots. Very rarely did he just drop back and boop, let it go. Looking for a guy to turn around and catch the football. They're not there yet. The guy that he has the most fluidity with is Davante Adams and Equanimeous St. Brown. And St. Brown has come on very quickly, but he is looking downfield for St. Brown. Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Marquez Valdes-Scantling is your guy. Because Davante Adams runs stride for stride. MVS, he gets a stride or two. He's got those long legs, and he can just go. He can flat out go. He's got a good opening move, good wiggle with the hips, and off he goes. He's just not sure at times where he's supposed to be. So you can see where that trust factor falls into all of this. We're nine games into the season. It's not going to get better anytime soon, okay, as far as like all of a sudden dramatically overnight, everybody's going to get it. It's going to be a work in progress. But can this offense do enough to get ahead, to allow the defense to shine? Defense is not a bad defense. The two things a defense needs to do better, two things. One is, now they're getting sacks, okay? But remember, out of all the, and they lead the league in sacks. I don't know if you knew that or not. They lead the league. I'm saying it again. The Green Bay Packers leading the league in sacks. I know. It's weird. It's weird for me to say. I'm feeling weird about it. I get it. It's kind of a bizarre circumstance, right? So I look at this team when it comes to sacks and pressure. It happens at different times. It just does. It happens at different times. It happens in bunches, too. It just, the Green Bay Packers are tied for the top spot. There's don't get me wrong, there's four teams up there. Kansas City, Minnesota, Pittsburgh, and the Packers all tied at 31. They all have 31 sacks in a season. Okay? Kansas City, by the way, has the most passes defended with 51. Out of the four teams that have the most sacks, the Packers are last. They're fourth out of four for actual passes defended. And they're tied for last with interceptions. Okay, they have six picks on the season. So you would assume some more of these sacks would turn into turnovers, and they're not. Kansas City has 11 picks on the season. Minnesota, 8. Pittsburgh and Green Bay both have 6. As a matter of fact, in the grand scheme of things, when you talk about total number of picks, the Green Bay Packers end up at 19 on the season. 19. So they're number one in sacks, but they're 19th in picks. Wouldn't you think that if they were putting more pressure on quarterbacks, the sack totals would be up? So that's what I'm saying. You look at this and you say, oh, that's great, but the pressure's inconsistent. There are times where this pressure goes away. There is none, zero, nada. I could stand in the pocket. Jeff Orlovsky could be my center. Not that I'm going to put my hands under his ass anytime soon, but it is what it is. There's no pressure. So the sack total being what it is, something to be happy about, but it's also a little bit deceiving when it comes to total pressures. Okay? And oh, by the way, when you're talking about total number of forced fumbles on the season, the Packers have gotten a little bit better at it, but they still are not top five, not top ten. As a matter of fact, they're 27th in the league. So getting the turnovers have not been easy for this team. So my point being is still with consistent pressure on the quarterback. That's number one. And number two, the amount of broken arm tackles is amazing to me. Amazing to me. Now, are those correctable? You bet your bottom dollar they are. Do you think this team has the we can run the table or a 7-1 run in them? Or do you believe this team has they can win, say, their next 6 out of 7 and vault themselves right into the postseason, next 6 out of 7? Can they do that? I think they can. I really do. I think they can. I think this team can win the next 6 out of 7 and get themselves into the postseason. Agree or disagree? Or do you think they can run the table? Do they got to run the table in them? They very possibly could do that. I want your thoughts. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I see your dirty face. Behind your collar, what is done in vain? Truth is hard to swallow, so you pray to God to justify the way you live a lie, live a lie, live a lie. And you take your time, and you do your
crime. Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you are on board today. Hopefully you're having a tremendous day. No matter where it is you are, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout, 855-830-8648. Would love to hear from you. Do you think that this team, this Green Bay Packers team, has a run the table in them? Do you think they do? See, I do, and I know some people think I'm crazy. I think they have that ability. Can they put it together? I don't know. We'll wait and see. But can they put it together? I believe so. I really believe so. I know some people think, you know, you're nuts, and that's fine. But I still think that this team has the innate ability to be able to just kind of run this thing and go. I really do. I think that offensively they can put it together. I think offensively they can put it together. I think defensively they can do enough. Now, this is all predicated upon the fact that the offense has to do its part. Because if the offense doesn't do its part, then it's a nothing. There's nothing to it. If the offense can't do its thing. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you. 855-830-8648. Want to know what your thoughts are. I think this team can do it. I really do. Call me crazy. That's fine. Others have. You're not going to be the first, and you're certainly not going to be the last, but I think it's going to be all good. Got this one from Mark. Mark writes, what are you smoking? Okay. We'll start out there. We'll go with that. What are you smoking? He says, I think that the Green Bay Packers are all but done. At what point are people going to realize that this team doesn't have anything left in the tank and Aaron Rodgers can only do so much? Not saying he can't. Not saying they can't. I'm just simply saying that I think that they have the ability to do this. I think they have the ability to not, I'm not saying run the table, but they can get 6 out of 7. I mean, tell me this. When you look at their schedule, we all know Seattle's going to be a tough play, okay? I don't think I'm breaking news here. But I think they can beat Seattle. Going on the road on a Thursday night, the odds are monumentally stacked against them. This team has to win one of these two games. They have to either beat Seattle or beat Minnesota. They have to. There is no, well, no, you have to. Then they can beat Arizona. They can beat Atlanta. They can go on the road and beat the Bears. I believe they can beat the Bears. Sunday, noon kickoff, December 16th, I believe they can beat the Bears. I really do. At New York, taking on the Jets, they can beat the Jets. And they can beat the Lions at home. So if you can win all but one, Seattle or Minnesota, one of those two, you'll make it into the postseason. But the odds of you getting both are probably pretty staggering, specifically going on the road on a Thursday night. It's not going to be an easy task. But if they get this win against Seattle, I believe they're on their way. Do you? 855-830-8648. That's fine if you don't. I do. The way the rest of the schedule sets up, I believe they can do it. I just do. This one's from Mark, who says, whatever it is you've been drinking this morning, may I have some, sir? I have been saying for a long time that I think the Packers are pretty much done and Mike McCarthy's reign over this franchise is over. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm glad that you have optimism. I don't see it. Can you explain to me why you are so optimistic all of a sudden? It's not all of a sudden. It's not all of a sudden. I've been saying for a while, I think this team's good enough to get some wins. I thought that the game against New England was going to be a pivotal game. And I was right. It's a pivotal game because it left you virtually no room to breathe. That's okay. No problem. You got this. You can do it. No problem. I get it. 855-830-8648. Just because Aaron Rodgers doesn't give you the, hey, we can do this, doesn't mean you can't do it. You can. He's probably just hedging his bets. Put it this way. Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to look like a fool. He doesn't want to look like he's completely wrong and like some kind of a believing idiot. That's why he's not putting it out there. That's fine. No problem. 855-830-8648.
Bill, it took Mike McCarthy 9 weeks to remember that Aaron Jones is on his team and plays football for the Packers.
I get it.
Now, all of a sudden, you expect this Green Bay offense to remember him the rest of the season?
I think two things. I think, first of all, I agree with you. There was a level of obstinance there that was, for lack of a better term, just stupid. And I don't know why, but it was just stupid, okay? I'll agree. I do think that Mike McCarthy had his reasons for that, that there was maybe some blocking issues. You're not going to just bring the guy back after 2 weeks of being suspended and he's going to be your number one guy. I think that there was a level of loyalty there that was also very dumb. So I get all of that. But I think that he looked at this thing and said, okay, what can Aaron Jones do for us? Can he block? Nah, he's not a great blocker. And I went back and I watched, and he's not the best blocker you have. So you're not going to run him out there all the time, especially in blocking situations. Where Mike McCarthy has failed, in my opinion, is this stupid sense of I have to run a guy for a full series. I have no idea why. You know, I get it if you want to, you know, save a guy's legs a little bit and maybe you want to split up some carries. But this whole thing about, you know, well, I'm going to run him for a series, and then the next series I'm going to give it to Jamal Williams, and the next series I'm going to give it to Ty Montgomery. You're trying to work in Ty Montgomery. It's dumb. It was dumb. I get the loyalty. He's trying to make sure that he keeps everybody in that locker room safe. I get it, but it's dumb. It was just dumb. Should have never done it. Dumb. Period. Now that you got rid of Ty Montgomery, it's obvious Aaron Jones is your guy. Jamal Williams is going to be a little bit of a mix-up back, a third down back, maybe a short down back, something like that. You get it, okay? But the predictability where people say, I get it, I know what they're doing. No, you don't, okay? There were times they ran the same play with the same formation where Aaron Rodgers lines up in the backfield in a shotgun. Twice he handed it off to Aaron Jones, and the other time in the exact same formation, he ended up throwing the football. Faked the handoff, really good play fake, faked the handoff, and threw the football out of it. It's not that it's overwhelmingly predictable. It's sometimes when he puts in certain group personnel groupings, you know exactly what he's doing because that's become Mike McCarthy's tendencies. So we see it, others see it. That is where I can say there's a level of predictability. But for the most part, they ran the exact same play They ran the exact same formation and ran three different plays out of it. And so to me, to say it's completely predictable, no, it was a down and distance in which, one, they ran the ball. The second time, in a third and short, they ended up throwing the football, which was a quick out, and it was intended for Jimmy Graham. And then the third time they ended up running one, they did a play-action fake where Aaron Rodgers rolled to his right, and then they threw back across the grain over to Devontae Adams. So they ran the same formation with three different plays coming out of the same formation. So for those to say, well, it's so predictable, it's not always predictable. And I've always said this. If you think it's predictable, get on Twitter and tell me what they're running. Nope, which by the way, nobody has ever taken me up on. For all the people that sit out there, the backyard armchair quarterbacks and whatever, they've never taken me up on it. So there is a level of frustration to it, and I will agree, but I'm not throwing a baby out with the bathwater and just saying everything sucks. Because everything doesn't suck. There are some areas that I believe could be better. 855-830-8648. Let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to come back. Going to get Jim and Racine and a cast of thousands on hold. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. Stay tuned right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you're on board today. Really am. Today's a good day. I'm feeling good today. Another sunshiny day. I don't know what it is about sunshine, but when it's in the air, it's always nice. Hey, we are heading to Atlanta, and we're going to be down there for the big game. Myself, our staff, Erica and Sherry and Mike Clemens going to be there, and we are going to be lining up the biggest and the best and the brightest stars and guests regarding the NFL and everything else for that matter as we go down for Super Bowl, and we're going to be there for an entire week leading up to, and we're brought to you by a lot of great people. Our friends at Brumar Productions, I want to let you know that the Meyer Theater, Thursday night, January 17th, the Meyer Theater, tickets are on sale right now at the Resch Center box office. It is Eagle Mania. the world's greatest Eagles tribute band. If you're into Eagles music, I'm telling you, these guys are fantastic. Eagle Mania coming to the Meyer Theater in Green Bay on Thursday night, January 17th. On Friday night, January 18th, they're going to be at the Pablo Center out in Eau Claire at the Confluence. And then they're going to be in Milwaukee on the 19th, Saturday the 19th at the Pabst Theater. Go to the PabstTheater.org. That's PabstTheater.org. That night, I'm going to be there. Ryan McIntyre, Miles, and Ali Wengren are going to be there. And that is the trio that did our wedding reception. They are freaking fantastic. Miles and Ali did a duet, and they did Broken Road by Rascal Flatts, and he does it better than the band. It is fantastic. And they're going to be at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee on Saturday night, January 19th. Go to PabstTheater.org for all the information. In addition to that, we got to say thanks to our great friends at San Giorgio and Gino and the whole staff down there. Go in and order the Bill Michaels, and so good. As a matter of fact, Chuck Freeman was down there last night, Calderon Club, right next door. Also, our friends at Skipper Buds. Go out and say hi to Todd. Tell Todd you want a good deal. Walk in, tell him Bill Michaels sent you. Todd, you want a good deal, whether it's a boat, winterization, shrink wrapping, or just accessories. Go in and tell Todd you want a good deal. Todd and Ryan out there in service, great people at Skipper Buds as well. Let's get back to the phone calls. Talk to Jim listening to us in Racine. Jim, how are we looking? What's going on today, man?
Hey, it's great. Great down here. I think you're right. I think they can win the table. And the reason is, I think that now that Rodgers has got the brace off, he looks a lot more mobile. I don't think he's been able to practice much with these young receivers. And the more he practices, the better they get. And they've got to run a legitimate running game now. And I just I see this next game, the next couple of games, as the most important. They got to win them. But I think they can do it, although their chances are low. But I still think that they've got a shot. What do you think?
I believe it. Appreciate the phone call. I believe it. Abso-freaking-lutely, I believe it. I'm feeling good about it. I know there's some people that aren't. And even after Thursday night, if they don't get a win, people are going to email me and text me and go, I told you so, they suck. That's fine. I still think they can get 6 out of the next 7. I just do. Now, you know, obviously big injuries would play a part of that and it would change my mind maybe, but I really believe they can. You get a win this Thursday night when the odds are 61%+ of teams that have to travel on Thursday night lose. You get a win this Thursday night and you buck the trend and go against the odds. That is a ginormous confidence builder, plus you then get 10 days to get ready for the Minnesota Vikings. Big game coming up Thursday, because if you can get it and then head out of there with a win and then get yourself into Minnesota, you may run the table. You may win out. I know, it's crazy, isn't it? Hey, you know profanity. I know, I get it. But it's a very real possibility. But it all starts with Thursday night. Now, you lose Thursday night, and then you follow that up with a loss in Minnesota. You might as well go ahead and have that turkey late, because you're going to put a fork in it. That little thermometer is going to pop right out of your ass, and it's going to say you're done. And you might as well go ahead and, you know, rest Aaron Rodgers, unless, of course, you're a season ticket holder. You want to see him play. Mike McCarthy, might as well call a van line company, start moving out of town. The search is then on. Gutekunst is going to say, look, I gave you everything you wanted. Aaron Rodgers was healthy. You had better wide receivers this year. You had a deeper crew. I gave you a secondary. Jaire Alexander's playing out of his damn mind. He's having a solid season. Kenny Clark is having a solid season. Mike Daniels having a solid season. Oh, by the way, Kyler Fackrell is starting to have a better season. I'm sorry, but Nick Perry's on a milk carton somewhere. You realize that guy has 1.5 sacks, nine games through the season?
Awful.
Perry stinks right now. Flat out stinks. He stole that money from Green Bay. He had one good season. They paid him off of potential, which is what you do, but they overpaid. It was the Michael Redd contract. There's nobody else out there. You got to find a pass rush somehow. You save face by keeping one of your own guys. and you overpaid to do it. And I kept thinking to myself when they gave him that contract, would Bill Belichick do that? Hell no. Bill Belichick would call the biggest, fattest beer vendor they have and say, hey, can you just run upfield a little bit and get to a quarterback? You're hired. He would have paid him a minimum, $400,000 or $500,000, and said, you're now our outside defensive end. Some guy you never heard of. Or some disgruntled cat from some other organization that just wanted out. They'd have made a move. They'd have got him. He'd have had a Pro Bowl season, and then they would have cut him loose. Because that's the way they do it. I looked at Nick Perry. I was standing on the sidelines at training camp. Mike Clemens is next to me, and I watched Nick Perry come out. I'm like, oh, he's coming back. He's injured. I know he's going to do a little workout right in front of us. This is great. He's actually going to do some work on the side. And I watched Nick Perry, and I'm nudging Mike, and I'm like, look at this. He's telling the guy that he's supposed to be going against where to go so he can get the best of him. And then he's got a coach holding a football who's throwing the football at his feet. So as he's backing up, the coach is then throwing the football at his feet so he can make a play. And I'm thinking, there's not a whole lot of quarterbacks that you can say, hey, throw the football at my feet so I can swat it down. And then he'd get done after, you know, a 50, 60% walkthrough, so to speak, and take a 5-10 minute break and wait till a coach starts looking at him, then he'd go back to working out. He wasn't doing anything. Now, he may have been banged up or more injured than thought and whatever. I don't know what he was supposed to be doing. But the effort I saw at that point in time was less than minimal. And I looked at Mike Clemens and I said, this guy got his money. He is Cletus Hunt 2.0. Short of putting diamonds in your teeth and dubs on that whip, you're Cletus Hunt 2.0. And he has been on a milk carton ever since. 855-830-8648. Arnell, listening to us in Greenfield. Arnell, what's happening today, man? What's going on?
Nothing much. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
Yeah, I think they can run the table tomorrow if they get this win against Seattle. It's just it'll bring them closer together as a team and build their momentum, and they'll just have a higher chemistry. And you know, it's kind of like they'll be like a wrecking ball, like so to speak, and like they'll just have that strong relationship and that strong bond. And really, like, if they can, like, make it deep into the playoffs, then, like, it'll just make them even more stronger than they are. Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate it. Hey, get a win. Big win. You get it this week. You're all over it. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Aaron Rodgers would not give you the run the table, would not give you the RELX. Wouldn't do it. I am telling you, they got it. They can do this. Then again, many of you think I'm drinking heavily right now, and I'm not. I'm actually drinking Aquafina. Not that I'm doing a commercial for Aquafina, but I'm drinking Aquafina. No Bud Light in here right now. Maybe later tonight. Who knows? Maybe I'll call Signature Limo. They'll take me out to the deal tonight. Our Wednesday night show is normally our Thursday night show, but it's a Wednesday night because there's a guy doing a Wednesday night show because they're playing football on a Thursday night, so you're going to do it on a Wednesday night because it's Wednesday. There you have it. Tonight we have the Bill Michaels Huddle. We're back out on the road. It's going to be myself, Mike Clemens, John Dodd. Stop on by, say hello. We're going to be at Libby Montana's on Donjus Bay Road in Mequon. By the way, it's not Dongus. As Jeff Orlowski thought it was. I'm glad you said Donjus. I didn't know how to pronounce it. I thought it was Dongus. Come on out and see our Dongus tonight. How are we looking? No, come on out to Donjus Bay Road tonight as we're going to be at Libby Montana's in Mequon. Should be a good one. 6-8 tonight's the Bill Michaels Huddle. It's brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Them girls loose, loose. TJR. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money, but I do, I do.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you are on board. Glad you're on board.
Everybody thinks you're drinking and smoking and we're playing party tunes coming out of break. Coincidence, Bill?
No, I'm feeling good today. You know why? Here's the reason why. There's two reasons I feel good today. One is we think we finally have sold Cherry's house.
Nice.
We got an offer this morning. It came in. It's a little bit lower than what we thought, but you figure if we can counter, we're about $5,000 apart.
Okay.
Okay. We figure, over the next 2 months, if we don't have to make those monthly mortgage payments, that equals out. I'm paying like $6,000 a month in mortgages right now.
Yeah.
Okay. It's time to sell that house. So that's one. Two, I went and saw my girl Shaniqua. Got my hair cut today.
Looking fine.
You can never have a bad day when you go see Shaniqua over at Supercuts. Now, I know people say, you get your hair at Supercuts, you know? As if it's like beneath people. You know what I mean? So let me give you the quick lowdown on this. So about 4 years ago, normally I went to this girl that cut my hair, and it was a salon and the whole thing, and I was paying, like $30 to get a haircut, and she down cut, and I kind of know it. You know what I mean? Because the only thing I got good on this body is my hair. Okay, everything else is worn out, broken, it's just not worth it, okay? Thank God I found a wife now, right? Because in 3 years, I'd have been wearing, like, high socks and tucking stuff into it, right? So, I was getting ready to go to an event, and I had to get my hair cut, and the girl that I normally got my hair cut from, she wasn't available. So, I went into a Supercuts that was nearby here, and this girl named Shaniqua comes walking out. Now, again... I'd play that music for her when she came walking out of the back. So she comes walking out of the back. She's not what you would expect in a quality hairstylist, right? She got slippers on. She's got great big earrings. And at the time, she was wearing earrings that were giant blow dryers.
Nice.
Giant hair dryers,
that
you know,
fits.
Type of thing. Huge, though. Like somebody cut them out of a hubcap, right? Huge.
Did they look heavy? Like, were they hanging mid-shoulder?
Oh, God, yeah. And she comes to me, she goes, okay, Beal. That's how she talks. Beal, that's me. Okay, come on back. And she talks, and she's got it together, but at times she's a little bit crazy, you know, and she, what do you do, and the whole thing, so we start talking. She's the greatest person ever. And so that's the only place I go. So whenever I go, it always brightens my day, because she's like, you all moved in? And I'm telling her, I'm saying, well, kind of, because I was telling you this off the air. We haven't moved into everything yet. And everybody says, well, why haven't you moved all your furniture in? Sherry brought a decorator in, and we're waiting for the decorator to tell us what to do. Now, personally, I think we can do anything. Sherry's got incredible taste, and I just said, decorate the house however you want. Give me the bar, and I'm good, you know? Whatever you need, go from there. And she's kind of like, you know what? And she's had a hand in the bar, too. So it's kind of like we're just waiting. Meanwhile, we got just furniture. We got one room that all our furniture's in. It's 45 by 26 is the size of this room. It's huge. We've got a couch in there that's a 12-foot sectional, and it looks like a Tinker Toy. It's tiny in there. But we're waiting to find out where we can move our furniture. We're waiting for this girl to tell us. Like, she's going to come off the mountaintop. And I'm like, Sherry, you got great taste. Let's just move stuff around and put stuff away. No, because we might want to pull it back out. We want to see this together. And I'm like, right now, we got a room that we're a step above Sanford and Son. What we don't have is the half-cut clawfoot bathtub standing on its end with the Virgin Mary in it. You know what I mean? We got crap everywhere. So are we moved in yet? Not completely.
Well, don't go too fast because that room is so big. I've been sleeping there the last week, and you have no idea.
Yeah. No, So my bottom point is, or my bottom line is, so I'm talking to Shaniqua, who before she got into cutting hair, she wanted to go in design. So now she's pulling the phone up and the pictures and Facebook, and she's going through, and she's pointing this out and do this here and go spend this and go buy this and sell this. And I'm like, you know what? I just want to go home and sit down. I want to go home and sit in front of a fire. We bought the house almost 2 months ago. I just want to sit down, you know, rather than on the toilet, you know, which, by the way, have you ever done this? I know this is one of these things that I do. This is out of the book of Bill of stupid. I get up the other morning. Yeah, I'm tired. I mean, I feel like somebody beat me with a bag of oranges in the middle of the night. Some days my body I hurt. I get up. And I've got, like, pajama bottoms on and stuff, and I'm getting ready to go into the shower. And you know how you're pulling them down, and instead of actually bending over and doing something with your life, you're kind of, like, kicking them off, you know, and you're, like, stomping back and forth. I tripped, and I'm falling. Now, I have two ways to go. I can either fall towards the shower, which means I go through the glass,
right,
and I'm going to shred myself, and I'm going to die. Or I'm going to fall into the toilet. All right. So I put my hands out. And because all I'm trying to do is go, because we got the blue water in the toilet, right? All I'm thinking is if my face goes in here, I'm going to look like a Smurf, right? So I put my hands out, crushed the toilet seat. I mean, snapped it in half. Now, as big as I am, and you walk out and you go, Sherry broke the toilet seat. Her first thought is I sat down, you know, like a backup beaver, beep, 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 take a dump. And... you know, and I'm like, no, I was falling. Yeah, right. Because she's the poop patrol. Every time you sit down, somebody's in there for like more than 2 minutes. Oh, somebody's pooping. You know, it's like got to make an announcement about it. So I don't even go there at the house anymore. I'm waiting to blow up somewhere, like, you know, out in the middle of Sheboygan or something like that. Just die like a cow. But that's been the frivolity going on at the house.
Well, good thing the seat was down.
No, the main seat was up. The rim was down. The ring.
Oh.
So when I put my hands out, all I saw was blue water. Because if I had I not put my hands out, I am face first into the crapper, and I look like I just
bobbing for
made
apples.
Out with a Smurf, right? Because it'd just be blue and just, you know, it'd be bad. All right, I just wasted a whole segment on our furniture and our broken crapper. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break and reset things and come back, and hopefully this show's a lot better. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.